It's my pleasure to welcome back on the show, Mr. Conal Cruz.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. It's always good to see you guys. Good
morning. You know Liesl. Liesl knows Conal.
Liesl and I are friends.
Then Ice Martin.
Dick Bella. Now I've been stirring all the way through.
Oh, you have?
Yes, yeah.
About what? Is it about the pictures?
Hang on. What pictures?
What?
Hang on. What pictures? What pictures?
Liesl, did you not tell him about the...
There are pictures.
We shouldn't bring it up. Sorry, that's something between Liesl and myself.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. Martin writes down pictures.
No.
Yeah. Listen, good to see you, man. Yes, you're talented, eh?
So dude.
You can dance more as well. What's that about?
It's just I had a great teacher. I had a great teacher, and I had a great support system. My beautiful wife, who's here. Sarah is here with me today.
Hello.
In the studio. This is our first time at Jacaranda FM.
Welcome.
What do you think, babe? Do you like it?
You two are so in love. It's sickening.
It was real fun. Dancing with the Stars. It was a challenge, bro. I'm so glad it's over. Right, Liesl? I mean, we'd never do that again. That was crazy.
Was it hard?
Oh, it was hard. I think it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in
Seriously?
My life.
Seriously?
Oh, for sure.
Did you know you can dance like that?
Definitely not. And Sarah can attest. There was nothing like that in the works. But Marcella is a genius. And she just took... with all of her emotion and her energy and her passion for the art form, she just invested it into our time together, and I think it paid off in the end.
Now, was there a time during this contest, Dancing with the Stars, that you thought, I can't do this, I can't go all the way to the... I know you're a confident guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But was there a time where you thought, I'm never going to win this?
Yeah, there was a time. I think it was our third week. It was the week I did the tango. Mm. I remember feeling... in the back room that it was probably me or Tando who were going out that day. And I don't know why. It was a weird feeling. I remember sitting there and everyone was so confident and excited. And and our song was, it was a tango, but it was the only instrumental song. There was no lyrics in the words. And
sure.
It was so different from what everyone else was doing. And we'd seen what everyone else was doing in the rehearsals. And I thought for a second, maybe this is our number.
It's physically draining, Liesl, but it's also mentally draining.
Emotionally, in every way possible. Yeah. You saw me here at work. Yeah. I was just like,
I can't believe that you did all of that and then came through on Monday morning bright and early. That was crazy.
There were mornings where I felt sorry for Liesl.
Oh, for
because
sure.
I could see that you guys worked hard and you danced hard, and then she's got to put up a face and a voice here on the show as well.
Absolutely.
And
especially that Monday morning, because the show's on Sunday. Yeah. And for all the rest of us, Marcella always gave me Monday morning off. I'd only have to come through at like 10.
Did you watch... all of the show back to... did you watch all the interviews and stuff? Do you know what was said and done?
I think I watched a bit. We did in the early stages. Sarah and I used to like watch and analyze. We used to be like, you should stand better here, and you should like do this better. But I think we lost track of that because it takes a lot of time, the rehearsal, so we didn't have a lot of time.
Did you see the interviews where Liesl spoke about you?
I don't think so.
Oh,
well, are you going to bring it up?
No.
Do it.
What?
Where is it?
I think we only said nice things.
Bring
about
your
each
other. Proof.
So you what? So you didn't know everything Liesl spoke about you on those little clips, those inserts and things.
I might have seen it. I can't remember. I would have known if they were bad, though. I'm sure I didn't see anything bad. Yeah.
Well, this is one of the bits that she said.
This is why you asked me to put
this
headphones
is the audio, on. This is the audio we pulled.
There's a special place in hell for Conal Cruz.
That's what she said.
But the joke's out, because I heard that this morning. I heard you guys as I was driving in. I didn't know what the traffic was going to be like, so I left it super early, like 5 o'clock. And I heard you speaking, and I can hear the splice in the track.
There's no splice.
So that is what we call
real.
Fake news.
It's
Jacaranda FM.
It's real.
Fake news. You're manipulating the people, the good people who trust you here.